Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. So this is an episode in the series of episodes related to the questions asked by our residents in the movement disorder course that they're going through currently. These are the questions raised in the exit ticket in the module one, where they were supposed to write down things they were not clear on, two things not clear on. And these questions today are from Dr. Gupta, Navnika Gupta, one of our residents. So the first question that Dr. Gupta asked is that I'm not clear on identification of mixed tremor syndromes and how to approach them. For example, combine ET with PD or combine dystonia and ET or tremor. This is kind of continuation from my previous episode when I talked about essential tremor plus syndrome. And this is that kind of a situation where you have features of more than one kind of tremor. So if you're examining a patient and you see a tremor which is present in posture holding and goes away with rest, stays the same in action or get worse with action, is present in all kind of postures and all kind of actions, whether simple or complex, then you think of essential tremor. Now you start thinking of something more than essential tremor when you see other features. So for example, if you see that there is an additional tremor that also is present in posture, but only certain postures and not others, is more jerky in nature. It goes away with some actions, but is present in other actions and goes away with rest. Now you start thinking that there is also seems to be a different tremor, and it may be only in one limb, that there is essential tremor in both hands, but now in the right arm you see this jerky position-dependent tremor at the elbow, different from a distal essential tremor that the patient has. So in those kind of situations, you start asking yourself this question: does patient have enough features or criteria to fulfill presence of two diseases, such as dystonic tremor in right arm plus essential tremor affecting both hands? Or is it that there are some certain features of dystonic tremor that is showing up in what is overall otherwise an essential tremor? So let me try to explain it a little bit, because it is a complex situation. So let's say patient raises his hand up in front of him and you see a distal hand tremor at wrist and fingers, which is regular, rhythmic, and is just present there smoothly. Now you have them bring the hand close to their chest without touching, and you see that there is a new tremor that shows up, which is present at the elbow and is an extension flexion tremor at the elbow and is jerky, is present when the hand's close to the chest. And then you ask the patient to raise their, to straighten out their hands in front of them, like as if they're gonna fly out like a Superman, and you will see that those elbow tremors go away. Now that elbow tremor is very different than the wrist and finger tremor that the patient is having, because it's jerky and positional, while the wrist and finger tremors are present all the time, whether they be close to the chest or in front of the body all the way out, and is always regular and rhythmic and does not vary. Now you will say that there are two different kind of tremors present, and one is essential tremor and one is likely dystonic tremor. In contrast, you have another patient who has tremor in their wrist and finger with the arms stretched out, which are present in posture, and they are present in action. And what you see is that their tremor seems a little irregular or slightly jerky in nature, is slightly asymmetric, slightly worse on the right hand, wrist and fingers, compared to the left hand. And when you have the patient stretch their hands all the way up as if stopping traffic with their hands stretched out, the tremor actually improves. But when you have the patient bend their wrist all the way down with the fingers pointing towards the ground, you see the tremor becomes worse. So it's the same tremor that is looking like essential tremor, but then have this kind of slight positional variation and a slight irregularity to it, and asymmetry between right and left hand slightly, which is not typical of a usual essential tremor, and that is not a separate enough tremor to call it or consider it as a second tremor or a separate tremor. And now you will call it more of an ET plus, or essential tremor plus, or atypical essential tremor, rather than calling it a completely separate condition. So I hope this example explains this complicated concept of when to just call it an atypical form of essential tremor, and when it to say, okay, this is more than essential tremor and a separate condition is going on, which is unrelated to the essential tremor, and whether that be dystonic tremor or Parkinson's disease.
To learn more about the mini fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.